Pat Boone. Didn't he wear those white shoes? Do you all remember Pat Boone? Didn't he wear the white shoe? Didn't he, Ray? Was that him? That's something. Yeah, Pat Boone. All right. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about that movie, The Mulligan. Before I do, I want to congratulate my friend Bill. He won a big award at Missouri State. What was that award? Achievement Award. And he got recognized in front of lots of people a couple weeks ago. I saw President Smart give him the award, and he took it. I think Joe Biden was there. Was President Biden there? No. I meant to play a clip of it, but I didn't get it in on time, and I feel sick about it, Bill. I really wanted to play that. But can we just congratulate Bill? And we are so proud of you. So proud of you. And the things they said about you were amazing. And I'm just so proud, Bill. I really am. So we just played the Mulligan movie on Friday, and that's what we do a few times a year, a few weeks. We will take a movie, play it on Friday, talk about a takeaway on Wednesday. It's not that we drill into the movie very much or critique the movie, but we like to think of a takeaway or principle or some theme that is helpful to us. And that's what we do a few times a year. So tonight we're going to talk about why it's important to pick good voices in our life that influence us well. And you're probably saying, Mike, that sounds a lot like last week's message, and it is a lot like last week's message with one big difference. Last week we talked about how the wrong influences in our life can hurt us, and we need to stay away from those wrong influences. But tonight we're going to talk about how the good or wise influences in our life can help us and why that is important. So this movie, The Mulligan, is about a guy named Paul. And when you look at Paul at first and look at his life, he has a lot going for him. Looks like he's got it together. He's successful, good-looking guy. And if we were honest, he has a lot of things that lots of us are probably trying to get. He has success in a lot of different ways, except one key area, and that is his relationships struggle. They're not good, especially his family relationships. And we all know that everything in life can be going great, but if you have a challenging relationship, life it just stinks. Amen. Relationships matter, especially those close family relationships. They're really important. And that character, at least at the first of the movie, Paul, his relationships with his wife and his child, they really suffered. So challenging relationships can offset most of the other good things we have going in life. They affect us a lot. So Paul meets the old golf pro, played by Pat Boone, who helps or mentors or guides, or you could say he invests in this character, Paul, and helps him through and shows him some important things, most of all, how he can have a relationship with God. So that's really going to be our takeaway. It's going to be the importance of looking to strong, helpful, positive voices in our life that can help guide us through tough situations or maybe help us see things that we can't see about ourselves, right? I think that's, when I think of a mentor, I think of, that's the real helpful thing, because if you're in a situation, you can get emotionally charged or become too close to that, and a mentor can help you see what's really happening and help give you good advice. So that's what we're going to talk about. So when I think about mentors in the Bible, the first one I think of, and we're going to switch gears for a second because there was a character in that movie named Paul, and now the rest of the time we're going to talk about the Paul in the Bible. I think of the Apostle Paul and someone named Timothy. There's a point where Paul actually calls Timothy his son in the Lord. They were very close. They had a very, very strong mentor relationship, a deep spiritual relationship. If you were here on Sunday, you probably heard Pastor Adam read a couple of verses in 1 Timothy 3. I'll read them here. 1 Timothy 3, starting in verse number 14. These things I write unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Adam read that. He made a little different kind of point. It's absolutely true. It was a great point, a great message. I would get on Facebook and listen to Adam's message Sunday. It was outstanding. But I'm going to make a little different point, and that is that Paul and Timothy had a great relationship. Like I said at the beginning of that book, Paul even called Timothy his son in the Lord. And I don't know back then if they had a word for mentor. That's become popular more lately than maybe it was back then. But I will say that that's what they had. Paul really helped Timothy through a big part of his life. He gave him good advice. He invested in him. He was with Timothy and celebrated his highs, and he was there to help Timothy through struggles and some good teaching moments. And in chapter 3, Paul says, I hope I get to see you soon. Hope I do. But if I can't, I've written some things to show you how to behave thyself. Now, I like that. I like the way it even sounds, behave thyself. I tell my kids that all the time. Hey, Brock, Jack, behave thyself, right? Maybe you've been looking for someone like that in your life, someone to get in there and help you grow. Maybe you just can't find the right person. Maybe you thought you found the right person, and that person didn't really turn out, that maybe that relationship wasn't as good as you thought it would be. Even if you want a mentor and you can't find the perfect one, you can still look at verses like this in the Bible where Paul gave Timothy great advice, and you can learn so much from passages like this. Maybe you can't really land on the right mentor in your life. Verses like this, that relationship and their dialogue can help you, and the Bible can become your mentor, so to speak, and help you in life. And this is a perfect place to start because Paul was showing Timothy some principles on how to behave, how to act. You know, we all have some rough edges. Sometimes we start out with a lot of rough edges in life. We don't know how to act in certain situations. We don't know what to say. We don't know when to be tough. We don't know when to pull back and be compassionate. We just have these rough edges, and that's what a mentor can help us do. Learn how to behave or act or respond or help each other. The Bible is the best mentor. You know, eventually, I'm not against mentors. I have a lot of different influences and voices in my life in different areas. But there's a point when every person, every relationship can break down at some point because we are human. So it's great to have good voices in your life, but I want you to know that sometimes don't be shocked if that relationship, even a strong mentor relationship, can break down and have challenges. But I will say this, the Bible will never let you down. It will never let you down. Jesus will never let you down. So if you stay on stories like this, if you stay close to Jesus, if you stay close to them, and ask them to be that mentor, that teacher in your life to help you take off the rough edges, you'll always be good. Now, hey, again, there is a place for people in your life. people to have the liberty and freedom to say, hey, I don't think that was very good, Mike. I don't think that was very good. There's a verse in Proverbs that says, iron sharpens iron. And when we do that for each other, we make each other better. If I can accept your feedback, honest feedback in my life, and you can accept mine, and we have that freedom, and we trust each other, we're sharpening each other. But know this, that relationship could break down. The Bible will never break down. It's always pure and true and timely and right and perfect. So if you stay with the Bible, stay with Jesus, never let you down. Okay, I want to say one thing, and I'll tell you a couple stories, and then we will call it a night here. When you begin in your relationship with Jesus, He forgives you. He takes your sin and He forgives it, and it is a perfect forgiveness. And He gives you His amazing, powerful, matchless love. You have God's love in your life. And I know sometimes when we sin, it may feel like God is a distant, but He's not. You are in His family. You are in His family. He has forgiven you and made you clean. And I don't want you to be afraid that God will take back His love or not give you His love anymore, or you've done something wrong and He's going to kick you out of His family. I don't want you to be afraid of that, because that's not going to happen, okay? But I want to say this very carefully. Hey, as believers, it does matter how we act. It matters that we are always trying to represent God well as members of His family and be a good ambassador for Him. That matters. Now, I cannot tell. I've messed up countless times, and I probably would have kicked me out of my family, but God doesn't do that. Won't kick me out of His family, because I am His and He is mine. So I know that, but I also know, hey, it matters how I act. I am a representative of the Lord. It affects other people. It affects people who are learning about God. It affects people who are thinking about beginning a relationship with God. So there's a lot at stake. It matters how we act. So this is where a good mentor comes in. They will come in and just kind of coach you up on, hey, I don't think I would have handled that situation exactly like that. And if you're open and can do that comfortably, that's a great thing. If you can accept each other's feedback. Hey, there are two or three people in this room that do that with me. They can call me night or day and just say, hey, boy, Mike, that kind of was a dumb point you made. And we'll laugh about it, and I'll think, yeah, you're right, that probably was a dumb point. Now, don't try that, because you may not be that person, okay? You may not be that person. Now, you'll make me mad. But there are people here that I have that kind of relationship with. I trust them. I know they love me. I know they want what's best for me. And they're that person in my life. And they've helped me through the years take off those rough edges in my life. That's what good mentors do. So you know what I try to keep in mind when I'm thinking about how do I behave? I'm in a situation, how do I act? Well, I want to act in a way that's respectful of the Lord. If you think that way, act in a way that is respectful of the Lord, you'll be on pretty safe ground. Hey, let's look at our last passage, Colossians 3, verse 22. Servants, obey all things. In all things, obey your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service. Not just worry about how things look as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Just that verse is a life changer. If you get into situations and do your best to please the Lord and not necessarily other people, you'll be good. Always think about, is this pleasing to the Lord? Am I acting in a way that is pleasing to the Lord, respectful of the Lord? That verse can be a great mentor in your life. And it's a fantastic thing. So just remember that and you'll be okay. It does matter what other people think, but the most important thing to remember, hey, what does God think about what I'm about to do? What would he think about that? And then God's Spirit will move in your heart, and more often than not, you'll do the right thing. Okay, so I want to tell you about my sixth grade teacher. Her name was Miss Woolsey, and I hate to even, I know she's probably long gone, but just out of respect to her, I hate to even tell you who she is. But we didn't have a great relationship. My third grade was good. Really, all my kindergarten through fifth grade, I got along with my teachers. I was a pretty good student, but boy, I just hit some bumps with her. We did not hit it off for some reason. And she picked on me. She was just straight mean. I remember when this guy, I've written down some things I remember from that time. I can remember exactly where I was standing when this happened. Now, I don't know if the building's still there or the lunch line's the same, but as you're going into the cafeteria, I remember Brian Sigler and I were joking around, and it irritated her, and she walked up to him and grabbed this little sideburn he was trying to grow and pulled him up to her ear. And he's going, ha, and she whispered something in his ear that I don't know what it was. He was very well behaved after that point. That's when you could do things as teachers. Amen. You could grab those sideburns and just lift it up. And as he wasn't off the ground, I don't want to exaggerate, but he was on his tiptoes, really struggling. One time we had a time in our class when we were reading silently. And this guy named George Eagle chuckled at me. I don't know why he laughed at me. He said it was the way I was twitching my mouth when I read. And she pulled us both in the hall and punished us. And, well, she got a board after us. And I know you can't do that anymore, and I probably can't even say it. But we got boom, boom. And I had no idea why. And I said, George, what happened? He said, well, you were twitching your mouth, and I laughed. And I said, well, thanks a lot, George, you know. But I will say I probably deserved it. I didn't deserve it then, but I probably did a lot of things that she missed, so I will just take it, you know. Then another one is that one time I wasn't really paying attention, and she says to the class, hey, I got to grade some papers. I take out your books, and just to yourself, go ahead and read. Well, all I heard was go ahead and read. So I'm thinking, oh, man, did she call on me to read? And I'm getting more and more afraid. I'm thinking, oh, I don't want her to think I wasn't paying attention. So about 10 seconds later, I start reading, okay? And she was right in my face and got me in trouble because I wasn't really paying attention. That was a lonely, lonely moment. So my sixth grade, I have many more stories, some I probably can't even tell you, but looking back, if I would have been a better listener and respected her and not necessarily paid attention to my classmates and obeyed that verse in Colossians, I would have had a better sixth grade year. Would have had a better sixth grade year. I would have gotten into a lot less trouble if I had just listened to my teacher. You know, God puts people in our lives to teach us in different ways. He puts situations in our lives. Sometimes things just don't go your way, and you have to learn from them and grow from them. Teachers aren't perfect. Mayors and governors and presidents and pastors and friends, they're not perfect. But we can learn something about God from them. They can be mentors in our lives. So it's important to be a good listener and always remember, you're always safe if you act and behave in a way that's respectful to the Lord. Father, thank you for it tonight. Thank you for all the work that goes into the Esquire. I pray, Lord, that we would behave ourselves in ways that's respectful to you and be good representatives of you. Lord, we know tonight it matters how we act. And it's not about you kicking us out of your family. It's not what we mean, Lord. We mean we just know it matters how we act. And I pray we would take that seriously in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we'll see you next time at the Esquire. Thanks for coming tonight.